a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast? Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody?
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Call us in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Senate Democrats have done it again, blocking the nomination of John Bolton as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Bolton is President Bush's choice to effect change, as he puts it, within the organization. Democrats and some Republicans have plenty of problems with Bolton because what best can be described as character flaws. President Bush is expected to go around the confirmation process and appoint Bolton when Congress enters summer recess. Yesterday's vote to block the nomination was a defeat for both President Bush and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. The Democrats have demanded that the White House release information on Bolton, but they've declined. Right now, Bolton's future remains unclear. Also in Washington, despite previous consideration of cultural experience, the leadership of the nation's domestic spy agency says he does not think his counterterrorism supervisors need to have a background in Arabic, the Middle East, and international issues. Declaration came from FBI Director Robert Miller, who recently offered similar testimony in an employment lawsuit. Miller described his own expertise in the Middle East as being limited. At the same time, the director claims that he lacked experience at that in that area shortly after taking over the reins of the Bureau on the heels of the 9/11 attacks. Iraq's Justice Minister yesterday said that the U.S. is trying to delay interrogations of Saddam Hussein. Justice Minister Abdel Hussein Shamdal in Brussels has accused the U.S. of withholding information about the ousted Iraqi leader. Shamdal told an interview with the Associated Press that he thinks the U.S. has secrets on Saddam that would prefer to keep under wraps. American officials have privately urged caution about rushing into a trial, saying the Iraqis need to develop a solid judicial system. President Bush said Monday he thinks about Iraq every single day because he understands we have kids in harm's way, yet he is determined to complete the mission there. He defended U.S. tactics in Iraq and at the prison at Guantanamo Bay. At a joint news conference with European leaders, Bush said relations frayed by the war in Iraq were on the mend. A week after the White House signaled that the president would sharpen his Iraqi message to more clearly explain the stakes, Bush repeatedly expressed empathy for families who have lost loved ones in battle. More than 26 years after an air meltdown at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, the Senate is considering an energy bill that includes financial incentives for construction of nuclear plants. It's the latest sign of the industry's quiet rehabilitation. Senator Pete Domenici, a New Mexico Republican who is the chief architect of the bill, has long been an advocate of nuclear energy. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Thyrin ATC. Don't let weak, underactive thyroid function sabotage your next diet. Thyrin ATC, safe, effective weight loss with the thyroid support you need. Thyrin ATC, it works.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're off to a good start this morning, coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, south on I-25, move along fine into downtown and through T-Rex. Remember, we have that new lane shift in place that might slow you down as we start to fill in a little bit. And Aurora south on 225, checks clear. We're seeing a nice ride on T-470 and I-70 as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And around town, Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe, they're starting to pick up a little bit. Diagonal's doing okay between Boulder and Longmont. Highway 93 also in good shape, and the Turnpike trouble-free both east and westbound at the moment. Taking a look at the forecast, sunny skies today, highs in the 90s. Right now, it's 65 degrees. The Regional Air Quality Council and STEP Foundation urge you to take care of your summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by tuning up your vehicle and checking your tire pressure frequently. You'll also get better gas mileage that way, too. Visit ozoneaware.org. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Rescue the environment and save yourself from high gas prices. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Denver Regional Council of Government for Bike to Work Day 2005. Wednesday, June 22nd, from 6 and 8 a.m. at East Park.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buying education class on Saturday, June 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They will teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class, 303-759-8484, for this exciting class that covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you are ready to buy now or are just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Fargo today for more details. Wells Fargo, the next stage with Fargo Bank and a member FDIC. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, let me clear my throat. We'll get going here. Okay, good morning. 6:06, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today near 91. We do have about a 20% chance of some showers or thunderstorms, but it's going to be a good hot day. And right now, clear skies and plenty of sunshine here in Boulder this morning. 303-713-7600. There's lots of stuff to talk about this morning. Bolton's nomination got blocked again, so it looks like Bush is going to have to go to the summer recess appointment, which is... a slap in the face not only to George W. Bush, but also as a slap in the face to Bill Frist. Boy, Bill Frist is not having a good time of it, is he? Is he? No, he's not. What's wrong with me? No, he's not. He's not having a very good time at it. Things are a little rough up there for Bill. There's a hysterical cartoon. It's either in the Rocky or the Post, because I saw it earlier this morning, where it's a picture of Bill Frist looking at a picture of King Tut, and it says, "He looks healthy and alive to me," and it was a playoff of Frist giving the diagnosis of the Schiavo case off the videotape. There's also a new poll out that shows that Americans are generally in a funk and that the opposition to the war is growing every single day. You know, we spent like 4 hours yesterday talking about the war in Iraq, and I'll get into this poll a little bit later on in the morning, but there's a story on 5A of the Rocky Mountain News this morning, which cuts to an age-old problem that Democrats and Republicans have, and that is a GOP lawmaker, and I'm quoting here from the Rocky Mountain News, a GOP lawmaker calls the Dems anti-Christians during an AFA debate. An Indiana congressman accused Democrats of waging a war on Christianity on Monday as a debate over religious intolerance at the U.S. Air Force Academy erupted into shouts and finger-pointing. Now, you know that the Academy has had all kinds of problems. And one of the things they talk about is a lack of religious tolerance at the Academy. Work in the House of Representatives ground to a halt for 30 tense minutes after Representative John Hallstetler, who's a Republican from Indiana, blasted Democrats for trying to amend a $409 billion defense spending bill with language condemning coercive and abusive proselytizing at the Academy of Colorado Springs campus. Academy of, officials have acknowledged, and it's been all over the papers and all over the news media, has acknowledged dozens of complaints about incidents of religious intolerance in recent years, prompting investigations by the military and outside groups. And some of the results are to be released by the Pentagon later this week. Hallstetler said that the legislation... This is just unbelievable. This Republican Congressman Hallstetler said the legislation condemning the situation was part of a long war on Christianity being waged by the usual suspects, Democrats. Like a moth to a flame, Democrats can't help themselves when it comes to denigrating and demoralizing Christians, Hallstetler said. The remarks brought Democrats to their feet, pointing and shouting. Representative David Obia, a Democrat from Wisconsin, who sponsored the amendment, demanded that Hostetler's words be taken down. That's a rare parliamentary sanction for a breach of decorum. Had it been approved by the House vote, it would have taken away Hostetler's right to speak for the rest of the day, in effect treating him like a child who is forced to stand silent in a corner. But you know, the thing that I want to bring up about this is, and I'm looking for a way to say this, because I'm not Christian, I'm Jewish. But because, you know, I've gotten emails before from people who say, why do you denigrate Christianity? And I always reply back saying, I'm not trying to denigrate Christianity. What I'm trying to do, though, is, or what I would like to see, is an environment where everybody could feel free to practice his or her religion without having anything shoved down down your throat. And do you think that the Air Force Academy is a proper place for proselytizing? And because David Obie and other Democrats would object to proselytizing, Hallstetler calls this a war on Christianity. And I get this a lot. I don't get it that much on this radio station, but I used to get it a lot in others. When I would come out against proselytizing, or would try to fight for freedom from religion, and I would always get this these emails about you're hostile to Christianity. I mean, I can so identify with this column this morning, this newspaper article. And I don't know what it is about certain, I mean, you know, anybody you look at, and I think I said this the other morning in regards to something, anything you look at, you're going to run across people who are overzealous, you're going to run across people who are, I don't know, I'm really struggling with how to put this across. You're going to run into people that are going to be bad representatives of whatever it is, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, certainly, anything you can think of. But, you know, we've all got to get along, which is a stupid, simple statement. And, it, you know, it just harks back to like, all we are saying is give peace a chance. But, you know, it's like, can't you be secure in your own religion? That you don't have to run around proving to everybody else how religious you are? I mean, is that the driving, motivating factor there? That you have to prove how religious you are? Is that what drives people at the Air Force Academy to engage in this kind of behavior? And people to engage in this kind of behavior in everyday life? And I've gotten emails about this, about why are you hostile to Christianity? And I'm not hostile to Christianity. But, you know, I always want to say, well, fine. I mean, if you're Christian, that's great. And if you believe in Jesus as your personal Savior, that's great. But why do I have to believe as you do? Why do I have to see things as you do? And maybe this is too, you know, esoteric a topic to discuss on the radio. Now, some of the greatest people I know, some of the really nice people that I know in this world are Christians. But somehow, when you proselytize, you show lack of respect for another person's point of view. And it's ridiculous that these Congress people, particularly Hostetler, and by the way, our own Representative Joel Heffley of Colorado Springs sided with Hostetler during the debate and said that he didn't think Congress should scrub religion or faith from all aspects of public life. But he said Hostetler's hot words about the Democrats was unnecessary. See, this is a, you know, why don't we scrub religion and faith from all aspects of public life? I mean, can't you practice religion on your own? Why does your religion have to be my religion? And we get into this whole thing about, is this a Christian nation or is it not? And I maintain it's a nation made up of people of many faiths. That Christianity may be the dominant faith in the country, but there are a lot of other faiths as well. And, I would always get this, well, you know, this is a Christian nation, Marvin, and if you don't like it, I suggest you go find some other place to live. I would get that all the time, particularly when I worked talk radio in the South. So, I'm not sure what the question here. I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, whatever happened to the old idea of do unto others as you would want them to do unto you? Whether it's at the Air Force Academy, or whether it's in the forms of government, or whether it's in everyday life. And why is it that some Christians just have to go above and beyond the call to prove that they're Christians? Now, Jews don't proselytize that I know of. But if Jews did, I would be waging the same argument. That there's no place for proselytization or proselytizing at the Air Force Academy or in the school systems or at your local city council meeting. And I can remember the days in this country when the local city council meeting started out with a prayer and ended in Christ's name. And thank God we've gotten past that. All right, 303-713-7600. And I don't know if any of you will call on this. I don't know if I'll get any calls on this. But I figure the majority of you listening are Christian. And I certainly would like to get some kind of a take on why this proselytizing is so important. And I certainly would like to get your feelings about the idea that, religion is something that should be between the individual and his God, and that it doesn't need to be shoved down somebody else's throat. 303-713-7600, 616, 60 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulders.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay up your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player, log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Association.
Spend an evening with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Andrew Romanoff, and Mike Miles on Saturday, June 25th. Tickets are only $35.
The more economical to drive, Rockies has got loads of great-looking automobiles on the lot. And you can see Rockies' massive inventory right in your own home by simply going to RockiesAutos.com. Now, if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be part of Colorado's number one sales team? At Rockies Autos, those are the most important things they look for when joining the Rockies family. And as long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything there is to know about the business. And you can earn while you learn. Rockies pays every 2 weeks and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. You heard me right. That's a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. And you've heard me talk about the great people at Rockies, and they really are. They really are good folks. And they're hiring now. So if you want to be part of the Rockies team, apply in person and ask for Colby. And don't forget that matching down is still going on. So get on out to Rockies with their new summer hours, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Tickets, call 303-233-4345. Or go to btc-usa.org.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up to 91, and we do have a chance of some thundershowers. All right, talking about the idea of Christian proselytizing, not only at the Air Force Academy, but the ruckus in Congress yesterday over this, where Republican Representative John Hostetler blasted Democrats for trying to amend a $409 billion defense spending bill with language condemning coercive and abusive proselytizing at the Academy Colorado Springs campus. And Hostetler and other Republicans were saying that Democrats are waging a long holy war on Christianity. And I'm just amazed by this behavior. It goes on in 2005. Let's go to Kevin in Westminster. Kevin, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, what's happening?
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm all right. this proselytizing thing, I obviously don't want to be offensive. I just think that a lot of times you miss the point. And the way I look at it is it's not trying to be abusive or to be critical of someone else's faith, but you know, if a Christian thinks there's an eternity and there's eternal consequences for beliefs, if I didn't share that with you, it's not a matter of trying to prove to you how religious I am. It's a matter of if I truly believe something and I don't share that with you, I think that would be far more insulting and hateful than maybe stepping on your toes a little bit saying that we have a difference of opinion in faith.
If the roles were reversed, would you want me to proselytize to you about Judaism?
If you truly believe that where I was going to end up for eternity was not going to be a good place, and you truly cared enough about me to tell me, I would want to talk to you, and then we could have a discussion. But just to say that my bringing it up to you is not a good thing, I think that, you know, that just kind of cuts out the debate altogether.
Well,
I mean, like, for example, you and me.
Why should there be a debate?
Well, there should be at least the ability to have a conversation. Again,
there are some areas, though, where people, there's certain things that people don't want to discuss. And one of those things might happen to be religion. And it's disrespectful to come forward and shove something down somebody else's throat.
Well, is there anything more important in your life than your faith?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Yes, okay. There is.
Well, then obviously you shouldn't be as insulted as maybe someone else who, you know, maybe has a different perspective. Like, for example, you know, my faith is the most important thing to me. So if somebody wants to discuss it with me, I appreciate.
But I don't want to discuss it with you, and
but
I don't want to be.
I don't want to
be approached in a.
There's
the
one of you that
there
you don't.
Apparently,
and there
apparently
two,
a lot of people.
Three.
There are apparently a lot of people who feel the same way, and particularly at a taxpayer-supported institution.
It definitely does
count if it's a taxpayer-supported institution.
No, it's an individual. It's an individual person-to-person conversation. When I was in the Marines,
it's not an individual. Sending out mass emails about Jesus Christ is not a person-to-person conversation, which was going on down there at the academy.
This is different than proselytizing that you're talking about. You're talking about...
That's
what,
proselytizing.
The emailing...
It's proselytizing.
There's certain restrictions. If it's with an individual to an individual...
There is no place
different.
For religion on a public, taxpayer-supported institution. We have separation of church and state, and it's people like you who don't want to honor that, which is where we end up getting into trouble.
I was in the Marines.
I don't care whether you were in the Marines or not.
There was religious services, but it was not forced down
other people's throats, was it?
Did that chaplain
go out and preach to and try to convert people?
The preacher went out in the
yes
field
no?
and gave people the opportunity to,
yes
to come,
no?
yes or no?
Yes or no, did he or didn't he? Did
what
he
did
go
I
out?
Just say?
Did he go out in the field yeah.
and you had the
right.
opportunity to listen or not?
Yeah, right. You had the opportunity to listen or not. He wouldn't force it down your throat, which is what proselytizing is. Proselytizing is taking it to people of a different belief and forcing them to have to sit and listen to your rabble about Jesus. And you know what? There are a lot of people in this world who don't care about it and don't want to hear it. And
well,
particularly don't want to hear it on a taxpayer dollar. Particularly don't want to hear it on a taxpayer dime.
Again, you've missed the point. And
no, I haven't missed the point.
No, I haven't missed the point. That's why you're going to continue to whine and cry about these issues.
Why
because
cry.
You don't understand. The difference between proselytizing and being coercive and
forceful. I do, and you need to read the First Amendment to the Constitution. Thank you for the call.
Right.
That's an example of what I'm talking about right there. We can call off the whole show from here on out. I mean, that's an example of what I'm talking about. It's a taxpayer-supported institution, which is what the Air Force Academy is. There's no room for proselytizing there. There shouldn't be any room for proselytizing there. 303-713-7600. Elaine, in Aurora, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
And that kind of makes my point, too. To me, religious faith is a personal, private, I emphasize private, matter. I think that if you want to be an advocate for whatever faith you are, you do what you just said a little while ago. You are a nice person who has it all together so that people wonder, why does this person have it all together? And why do they act like they do and they are kind and generous to other people? Maybe it's because of their religion. You don't do it by shoving it down people's throat. I can speak for me personally. When people start coming at me like that, I run the other way. I don't want to hear it. I'm not interested. That if they found something that works for them, that's fine. That doesn't mean it works for anyone else, and they ought to keep it to themselves, is my opinion.
Well, you heard the previous caller.
Yes, exactly. And it absolutely does not belong in our government because we do have, I mean, for both the sake of government and for the sake of religion, one of the reasons we have such a vigorous religious life in this country is because we don't have a state religion. And up until now, with a few little brief interludes of weirdness like we have right now, people have basically left each other alone in terms of their religion. And I think that's the way it needs to be.
All right, Elaine. Thank you. Great call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, Larry.
I wasn't going to call 2 days in a row, but this topic is just too much. You call her before Elaine just now. Unbelievable, Jay. That's the headset, well-intentioned Christians of a narrow take pushing their views on everybody else. And unfortunately, it's inherent. It's written in the Bible, you know, go forth and preach, unfortunately. And the drag about it, to me, is that headset is the one that pushes, you know, people to, I'm sorry for all the Christians out there listening, but your take on pushing things has created in our history the Crusades, the Inquisition. And I come at this, you know, as an ex-Catholic. I was at one point, inclined to become a priest. And I'm saying the narrow take on Christianity, it has to grow. In this country was Geez, I'm rambling. This country was built for all, and the only way for all faiths to pursue their faith in this country is for government and religion to be separate. Keep it out of the public forum.
Boy, I agree 100%.
Bring the best of your faith to the public forum, you know, but not the particulars. And here's the other thing. We've got a Christian in the White House right now pursuing his views, pushing his take on the world in countries like Iraq.
Yeah, that's true.
And unfortunately, here's another Christian creating another war. So I hope all your Christian listeners out there can just digest that.
Well, there's different forms of Christianity,
of
though.
Course.
I mean, there's fundamentalism.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, there's that patriarchal behavior.
Yep.
And then there's a state of grace.
Yep.
Which, you know, the first caller did not exhibit much of a state of grace, but not all Christians are bad, and not all Christianity is bad.
You know, Jay, the thing is, your first caller, a well-intentioned guy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the twist in fundamentalist Christianity is, I have to push my views because I'm paranoid that you're going to go to hell. What is that?
Yeah, you know, what is that? I wanted to ask him that about what the hell does that mean? There's paranoid that I'm going to go to hell. You know what? It's like, I mean, what business do they have of like laying that crap down?
Well, it's a narrow take on the universe. To me, you're holy as you are. Doesn't matter. You're holy as you are. That to me is, I think I have a mantra, and that is a good Catholic. I was raised a Catholic. A good Catholic outgrows Catholicism. And I think what has to happen in this world in order for us to get over war, et cetera, is for people, you know, especially Christians, to expand their take on Christianity. It's got to be big. It's got to be bigger.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. Great call.
Okay, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600. Well, you heard the... You know, Turk, is there any way to play back that first caller? Well, we'll see if we can get it. But, you know, the first caller... that argument that I got into with him, it just signifies. I mean, it's just an example of what I've received the majority of my life. This whole idea that you're going to go to hell unless I save you. You know, maybe I don't want to be saved. 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. The big issue right now, sun glares. You want to grab those shades when you head out the door. Southbound I-25 bunches up from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then it opens up for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. And Aurora, southbound 225, starting to fill in a little bit. I-70 getting busy in both directions near I-270 and around town. We're stacking up on the diagonal on Highway 93 and the Turnpike looking good, both east and westbound at the moment. Now looking at the forecast, sunny skies today, highs in the 90s, right now 71 degrees. Going to the airport, the easiest way to DIA is on RTD Skyride for $10 or less each way. Free parking at any of the 16 metro area park and rides, so save your money.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
USA.org or call 303-660-4190. That's 303-660-4190.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride for the bus. Join AM 760 on Sunday, September 11th for the third annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic.
Choose from 35, 65, or 100-mile routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties.
And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet.
Proceeds benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund.
For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 91. We do have a chance of some showers. Right now, though, sunshine, blue skies, and already warm here in Boulder with the temperature out there about 73, I believe. But we're talking about this article in the Rocky Mountain News and about Christianity and the need to proselytize not only like a church, but also in public institutions like the Air Force Academy. And this guy, John Hostetler, blasting a Republican, blasting Democrats for trying to amend a $409 billion defense spending bill with language condemning coercive and abusive proselytizing at the Academy of Colorado Springs campus of the Air Force Academy. And Hostetler said on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday that this amendment was a part of a long war on Christianity being waged by the usual suspects, Democrats. Like a moth to a flame, Democrats can't help themselves when it comes to denigrating and demonizing Christianity. And since when is, like, saying, hey, I don't want to be proselytized to, since when is that, demonizing Christianity? Let's go to Mike and Thornton. Mike, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. You know, the fundamentalist Christians that want to do the proselytizing, you know, they have to realize that they're a subset of all Christians, and that in itself is a subset of all the Americans. You know, and I mean, they seem to believe that they have, you know, the one true way, and you know, they see themselves as having this missionary, duty that they have to perform.
Even if it offends people.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what happens when you think you have the one true way. You know, they also say they want to return America to its, like, traditional values or, you know, fundamental values.
You know, here's my question, except for take the violence out of the equation, okay, because one group is violent, the other is not really violent. But what's the difference between What's the difference between a fundamentalist Christian and a fundamentalist Islamic believer?
You know, I was going to come to that. You know, the Taliban figured, I mean, they were students of, you know, the name means students of Islam. And, you know, they figured that they had the one true way. And what they did was they pretty much hijacked the government in Afghanistan, you know, and imposed their will upon, you know, all these other, you know, Muslims there that, you know, weren't necessarily that radical, you know, that thought it was okay to fly kites and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it seems to me that what we have here is we have fundamentalists that are really trying to hijack our government and, you know, impose their will on everybody, even though they are just a subset. You know, the founding fathers here, like Washington and Adams and Jefferson, Ben Franklin, these guys were either deists or they were free thinkers. None of them were, you know, Christians as such. They never, you know, they didn't call themselves Christians. When they wrote the Constitution, they never mentioned the word God. They never mentioned Christ.
So where do these people come up with this idea that this is a, quote, unquote, Christian nation?
Well, good question. You know, I mean, see, they're trying to hijack something that's, you know, that's not there. And the Constitution, it wasn't an accident that these people admitted those words. You know, I mean, it wasn't something they forgot to put in. I mean, this was intentional. And, you know, I hate to say it, but the fundamentalists and the Taliban, you know, since they both think they have the one true way and really believe this and want to impose their will on everybody, you know, they think that, you know, they would each say that they're completely opposite of each other, but actually they're the same. They're two sides of the same coin.
All right, Michael, thank you. Great call.
Right,
appreciate it. Sean in Vail. Sean, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive
Hey,
Talk.
Right.
I'm all right.
Cool, me too. Hey, you said it, and that gentleman just said it. The very first thing mentioned in the First Amendment is freedom of religion. And that also means freedom from religion. I don't want it. I respect everyone of all beliefs, but I just don't share those beliefs. I'm a little afraid of folks that consider philosophy knowledge. There's a book that they're following, and that's a pretty common theme in religion. And they read it and interpret the words and call it the truth. And that comes from a time when things were written, they were considered to be true. But we all know now all kinds of things are written and said and are on TV that are of questionable truth. And I'm afraid, this is a little radical, but I enjoy this. I'm afraid that when I watch the growth of these fundamentalist religions, especially the ones that preach the possibility of a rejuvenated earth, I'm a little afraid that in their ideas about dominion over the earth, how that people have dominion over the earth, that it's not a policy of theirs to maintain it because it only rewards them if they were to burn it up with oil, with industry, with war.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely looking to go to the next cycle there. They don't, you know, they're looking for the end times. You're absolutely right about that.
Does George Bush believe all of the things he says about religion and about world policy because to him, it doesn't matter if the earth fries like bacon?
Yeah. I've heard that theory before. You're not the first person who's ever told me this. I mean, I've heard other people say it, too. That in reality, they don't care. That they figure the reward is coming later.
Yeah. And I just don't get it. Family values is something that they ran on earlier. Now they kind of run on fear. But family values. I just watched on HBO this great special, Last Letters Home, and it was letters read by the parents of soldiers who were lost in Iraq.
Mm.
And you know, every one of those families is devastated. And what is the value of that?
Yeah. What role does God play in that?
Yeah. And does He look down on this earth and say, "Oh, don't worry about that," because the end is the means. Nothing else matters except that we, you know, make sure that people worship me in the way that it says in my book. I'm not a religious guy, probably coming pretty clear. But I can only imagine that if God is there or Allah is there and He's watching over this, could He be so petty and shallow
Good points. All right, Sean, thank you, man.
Thanks. Good luck, man.
All right. 303-713-7600. 303-713-PASS THE LORD, PASS THE PEAS, PRAISE THE LORD. 303-713-7600. Why is it that Christians have to, fundamentalists have to proselytize? And you saw, you've read all the reports about it going on in the Air Force Academy, and now a Republican congressman has called the Democrats, has charged the Democrats of waging a long holy war on Christianity. 640.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners, and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state, not available in all states.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale, celebrating their newest store opening soon at Flatirons Mall. The sale starts now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their designer teak wood patio furniture, plus huge savings on their cast and wicker furniture from Casual Classics, and slim varieties from Homecrest and Tropitone. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Make every day a special day for Dad all summer long with quality outdoor furniture from Christie Sports, with complete dining sets as low as $3.99. Christie Sports Patio with the lowest prices guaranteed. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out ShastasDoghouse.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-9505 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-9505 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-9505 for your free trial. 1-800-770-9505.
It's spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 449-9551. It's Freehoff's.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, playing fewer commercials than ever. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. All you have to do is sign up at am760.net, then listen for your...
Let's go to Randy in Castle Rock. Randy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how are you today?
Hi, Randy.
Listen, I think part of the problem is I didn't notice when God signed up as a member of the GOP, but you know it really amazes me that I think the problem is that a lot of evangelicals, whether it is coerced prayer in public schools, whether it's Ten Commandments on courthouse lawns, or it's proselytizing at the Air Force Academy, they perceive neutrality toward religion as persecution of their religion. I just don't get it.
You know what? That's a really good way to put it. That's right. Neutrality towards religion is persecution of their religion.
Yeah, you know, they don't understand there is no official religion in this country. It is not a Christian nation. As a matter of fact, the Treaty of Tripoli explicitly states that the government of the United States is in no way founded upon the Christian religion. So I don't know where they get that from. There is no God in the Constitution. There's no Jesus in the Constitution. And in my view, when I look at the First Amendment, the free exercise clause is the freedom of religion, and the establishment clause is the freedom from religion, and you can't have one without the other.
Why the hell do they have to shove their religion down everybody's throat?
You know,
and then claim that they're persecuted, like this Republican congressman is trying to do.
I think part of the problem there is that in fundamentalist Christianity, when you read the Bible, they have something called the Great Commission, where they're commanded by Jesus to go out and spread the gospel to the world. And they're going to do it whether you like it or not, because they feel it's a commandment of God. They feel like you're at a burning house, and it's up to them to rescue you for all eternity, whether or not you share their belief in the supernatural or not.
Oh, man. You know, I wish they would get over that. I'm tired of being proselytized, too. I really am.
It's fickle. I mean, I am, too. I don't mind on a one-to-one basis if somebody wants to talk to me about their religion, but what I do mind is when they try to use the power of our government to coerce the rest of us.
And then, you know, your point about neutrality from religion is the same as persecution. That they have this, you know, over the Christian fundamentalists have this overwhelming persecution complex.
Absolutely. I see that. And these are things that nobody knows the answers to. If there is the unseen supernatural world, or there are invisible friends out there, or whatever it is, I've seen no evidence of it. I don't need anyone else trying to use the government to make me believe in something that is totally unproven and that I see no evidence for.
All right, Randy. Thanks, man. Great call.
Okay, Jay. Thanks.
You got it. Let's go to Mark in Lakewood. Mark, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm a Christian, but I tell you, I'm so upset with Christianity right now and how we're being represented, and especially as a Democrat. For anybody to look up to Tom DeLay, Pat Robertson, Jimmy Swagger, Dobson, Jerry Falwell, George Bush, I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to think these are Christian people. They're an elite country club that drags Christianity through the gutter, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, the Dobson thing, they teach hate in the name of Jesus. Come on.
Yeah. Well, they do.
And I just get so upset with it because it St. Francis said, go out and evangelize, use words if you have to. These people are all words, but I don't see any actions. I don't see any thing that anybody would want to look up to. If I wasn't a Christian, I would not want to be a Christian at this point with what I'm seeing out there.
What is this overwhelming thing like the last caller told, like Randy talked about? This thing about, well, if you're neutral from religion, then you're persecuting them.
Well, you know, I think it's that arrogance that these people actually think God thinks like they do. You know, how could you be that arrogant to think that God even thinks like you do?
You know, I can't answer that.
You know, I mean, I think that's what these people think. They think that God thinks like they do. You know, I really do. And God's not a person, no matter what religion you are. He's a much bigger entity than we are. And there's no way that he would have the same thoughts that we do. You know, how can we understand someone who's like that? You know,
this whole idea of Christian fundamentalists that the secular world, or the non-secular world rather, you know, is persecuting them. When all we really want to do is just be free of their BS.
Exactly. You know, everybody knows good and evil. Everybody's born with the sense of good and evil, and for anybody to be, you know, to think that they're better than anybody else is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Love to you, my son.
Thank you. I need all I can get.
Ellen, be praised. No.
I need all I can get.
Yeah, you know, because God doesn't love you because you're a Jew.
That's it. That's what they'll tell me.
You haven't accepted Jesus even while Jesus was a Jew, but that's another point. The inconsistencies of the neocons continue just to make me giggle. So many little points. Remember how for so many years until they got in control, it was a matter of, it was all about getting the government out of your life. That's
yep,
what the conservatives,
exactly.
Now that they're in control, amazing how you haven't heard that, have you?
No.
Government's too big. Well, now that they're in control and the debt's humongous, you don't hear that anymore either.
No, the government's not big enough for them.
I know, isn't it amazing? Inconsistencies. You know, I am a follower of Christ. I love my church, which is very liberal. I don't use the word Christian anymore. I got that from the pastor because it's just too embarrassing. But the best sermon I ever heard was about what he called the four levels of faith. Let's see, I believe I have the words right. I know I have the concept. Mayhem, order, doubt, mysticism. Christians, anyone who takes up a cause, in the beginning, you don't really know exactly what it's all about. You're excited about it, and but you're kind of out of control. And he said, you know, people who remain in step one are the people who, you know, wind up in jail, the criminals that have problems because, you know, they're just mayhem. Then order. Members of the social, I can't think, like the Elks Club, and, you know, kind of have a ruler, you know where.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's a little bit different, you don't want to get around them. Then mysticism is asking questions. All right, if God's so good, why did my mother die of cancer? Why do we have the war in Iraq? Da 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 da. And then you get to level four, it's mysticism. You come up with your own answers, and you can't justify everything. You can't explain why mom died of cancer and so forth and so on. But you come to peace with your belief, and it overrides your doubt. Now, conservatism, I think by the textbook definition, it's people who want to, it's not necessarily about going backwards, but that's what it's become. They don't want to keep things the way they are. Conservatives want to go back.
Conservatives want to keep the status quo. They don't want to move forward.
Right. Well, you know, instead of order, now we're getting people going back to mayhem with far-right Christianity, and that's presenting some huge problems. You know, if you want to go and sit in the holy pew and give a lot of money to the church and sing from the hymnal, hey, that's great. I love singing from my hymnal, but I don't shove Jesus down people's throat. Back to inconsistencies. Last time I checked, they said, you know, sex before marriage was wrong. What made raping Lady Liberty and pissing all over the Constitution so good? That's what they're doing. Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is his. Which by my interpretation would mean, and they were talking about it. Hey, he said basically, pay your taxes. But he was against the government too. They were the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the politicians of the church, are the ones who picked on him and ultimately had him killed. And I just find it amazingly interesting.
Oh, no, you're missing it. The Jews did it, didn't they?
Well, see, that's the thing. Jesus was Jewish. There wasn't a Christian church yet. Jesus was Jewish. And the politicians.
The Jews did it. Just ask Mel Gibson.
Oh, my God. But it was the church and society, the politicians who put him where he was at, on the cross. So you'd think the very thing Christians would want would be to separate church and state. And when they talk about, okay, founding faith of the founding fathers, they were very anti. The Constitution basically gave the royal family the finger. They saw it was a big mistake. Well, the first thing we must do is separate church and state. Yo, yo. And then they wrote the Constitution. Duh. If they want to do the faith of the founding fathers, mixing those two would be the last thing they would want to do. Inconsistencies. That is what bugs me so much about the far right. Just about anything you talk about, they're pro-life, but they don't want to, you know, they won't tell you about birth control. Well, if you really wanted to prevent pregnancy, you'd make sure no one gets pregnant. Freedom of, you know, you're free to believe whatever they like. I guess that's the bottom line.
Their
idea of freedom of religion is you're free to believe whatever I like.
Yeah, whatever I stand for and whatever I like,
you're free to believe.
And anything outside of that, you're not free to believe and you're persecuting us. Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, 303-713-7600. We'll continue this in the next hour because I'd love to hear from you about this and why it is that these fundamentalist Christians and this guy like Representative Hallstedler feel that because you want freedom from religion, you're persecuting people who are religious. I just don't get that at all.
Now, more than ever, your voice.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Or visit them online at yourhsaexpert.com. That's 1-866-472-3973.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. It's word that American Marines have picked up on what appears to be a growing phenomenon. That is a growing case of friendly fire between factions of the insurgency in Iraq. Marines patrolling the desert region near the Syrian border have witnessed the activity. American commanders in the region say the activity is really nothing new. They believe that the fighting is evidence of a split between Islamic militants and local rebels. Speculation has it that the Iraqi nationalist part of the insurgency is fed up with the jihadists, who are purportedly grabbing the headlines and are responsible for the sort of violence the nationalists don't want against innocent civilians. In Afghanistan, officials say they were able to foil a plan by three Pakistanis to assassinate the American ambassador to Afghanistan. This just minutes before the planned attack. Officials say the Pakistanis were caught with rockets and assault rifles in their car in an area east of the capital. The deputy chief of the Afghan intelligence agency, Dr. Abdullah, said three men were taken into custody. Spokesman for the United States Embassy in Kabul would not confirm the assassination attempt, saying they don't comment on security matters. After a myriad of complaints from members of Congress and many Americans, the Bush administration is about to embark on a 10-day effort to promote its policies with respect to the war in Iraq. Bush was joined by European leaders yesterday at the White House when he sought to reaffirm that his strategy to deal with the insurgency in Iraq is going to work. In other news, a former Communist Party chief who was a harsh critic of Syrian meddling in Lebanese affairs was killed by a bomb as he rode in his car yesterday. Second slaying of an anti-Syrian figure this month, the explosion that killed George Howie occurred as the car was moving. Howie, a Christian, frequently spoke out against Syrian intelligence and interference in Lebanese affairs. The last came after the June 2nd slaying of a prominent anti-Syrian journalist, Samir Kassir, who was killed when a bomb placed under the driver's seat of his car exploded. Israeli military will no longer exercise restraint with regard to Islamic Jihad militants because their attacks demonstrate they do not consider themselves bound by a truce agreement, a senior army officer said today. Israel arrested 52 Islamic Jihad activists overnight in its first big crackdown against militants since the February ceasefire. The sweep followed a rash of deadly attacks by the group on Israeli targets in recent days. And President Bush said Monday he thinks about Iraq every day because he understands we have kids in harm's way, yet he is determined to complete the mission there. He defended U.S. tactics in Iraq and at the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Thyrin ATC. Don't let weak, underactive thyroid function sabotage your next diet. Thyrin ATC. Safe, effective weight loss with the thyroid support you need. Thyrin ATC. It works.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, the big issue for your ride right now is Sunglare. Eastbound I-70 now stacked up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound I-25 bunches up from 104th to Highway 36. And we're slow from Alameda to Broadway. In Aurora, southbound 225, you're seeing brake lights from Colfax to 6th Avenue and then again toward the Tech Center. And around town, Foothills Parkway and 28, they're busy. The Diagonal and Highway 93 are crowded. And Denverbound on the Turnpike, slow between Federal and I-25. Take a look at the weather today. Sunny skies, highs in the 90s. Right now, 73 degrees. Steamboat in the summertime, a real western adventure just 3 hours and three turns away from Denver. For lodging packages and information, visit their website at steamboatsummer.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jay Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
We're hypocrites if we don't ourselves uphold human rights and civil liberties.
Al Franken, from 10 to 1.
No milk, no sugar, just truth.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Don't make a mistake when buying your next leather sofa. Hi, it's April Zsbaugh. You'll want to find a sofa with top grain leather, heavy hardwood frames, and steel suspensions. You'll find all of that at Furnico. They carry only fine furniture with prices that are 50 to 70% less than the other stores. Those other places will go through six or seven middlemen before the furniture ever gets to you. At Furnico, they design their own sofas, chairs, chaises, and ottomans, and they own their own factories where they build all of it. That means thousands of dollars of savings on all leather and microfiber living room sets to billiard and game tables. Furnico Denver is celebrating their grand opening right now through the end of June with great deals on everything. They're giving away a free ottoman when you buy any living room set. You owe it to yourself, your home, and your wallet. Go to Furnico. It's a little tough to find, but well worth the trip. The store is near Centennial Airport, just off East Arapaho and South Revere. You can follow the signs or call 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765. Also check them out online. It's FurnicoHome.com.
No charges. Actual prices set by retailer. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Must take delivery from retail stock by 7505. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty details. Go to Kia.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. High today, 91. Clear blue skies. It's already in the 70s here in Boulder on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. An Indiana congressman accused Democrats of waging a war on Christianity on Monday as a debate over religious tolerance at the U.S. Air Force Academy erupted into shouts and finger pointing. This is our Representative John Hostetler, a Republican of Indiana. He said that that the Democrats who tried to introduce a spending amendment to the $409 billion defense spending bill with language condemning coercive and abusive proselytizing at the Academy's Colorado Springs campus. And Hostetler said that this is just another in a long, long line of a holy war against Christianity. And I'm just, you know, trying to tackle this whole thing about this proselytizing, and when you don't want Christians to proselytize to you, it's like all of a sudden they take it as that you're waging a holy war against them and that you're persecuting them. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Eric in Littleton. Eric, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good, good. Hey,
I wouldn't consider myself one of the religious right, okay? And let me just start out by saying that. You know, I guess I want to be in a world where, as a fellow human being, I'm looking out for my fellow human being. And if I see an accident around the corner and I don't warn you that it's coming, I mean, I guess that would be forcing my, you know, my belief on you is that, hey, you're in danger. And, I guess the demonizing of Christians is, you know, a little hard to stomach sometimes. And I think, again, you know, for so many years, Christians just kind of rolled over and took it. And, you know, it's one of those things where that I think a lot of Christians are fine to be, you know, just left alone. And, you know, honestly, I'd much rather have a world where somebody has to say, hey, you know, don't push your beliefs on me, than having somebody that has no regard for fellow humans and, you know, would rather stab me than try to save me.
Yeah, but pushing, you know, pushing your beliefs on somebody is having no regard. It's not only having no regard, it's not having any respect for anybody else but yourself. And then to turn around and to try to claim that it's persecution because people don't want to have it pushed on them, you know, that in itself is ridiculous.
Well, I think for many years that Christians kind of said, okay, well, you know, this will all come out in the wash, and, you know, but, I mean, I think everybody's heard that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if, you know, again, for many years, you know, we didn't show up to the polls. We didn't vote our conscience because we thought, okay, you know, right will ultimately prevail. And pretty much we got to a point where, you know, the mentality of if it feels right, do it. I mean, that's not necessarily the right way to go.
But that's not exactly what you're talking about. Is not even what I'm talking about. We're on two different pages. I don't care if you go to the polls and vote whatever it is that your conscience tells you to do. I don't care if you go to the polls and vote your religion. That's fine with me. That's okay if you do it. I mean, I'll be there to vote against you in certain issues. But what I object to is when you cross over the line. And that your belief has to be my belief, and that you have to tell me about your belief, and then if I don't want to hear about your belief, then what ends up happening is I'm persecuting you, which is BS.
Well, and we go through life telling everybody, you know, our views, whether it's religious, whether it's political or whatever. I mean, you know, and
no, we don't go through life doing that. I don't do that unless I. Unless
you don't talk about your political beliefs. You don't talk about
anything. Not unless I'm at the job or if it's with somebody who's a close friend. I don't walk up to perfect strangers. I don't go house to house. I don't.
I mean, your whole life is small talk, or
no? You just didn't hear what I just said. I don't walk up to strangers. I don't go house to house. I don't proselytize in public about anything unless it's my job. And very frequently, I don't discuss politics away from here because I do it 5 days a week. No, I don't walk up to people who I don't know. I wouldn't walk up to you and say, listen, you know, God's got a secret for you, or here's the reason you should vote Democratic. No, I don't do that.
I don't know if you really don't do that. I mean, you know.
I don't know, what are you calling me a liar?
I'm not calling you a liar.
No, I know. Let's get it straight here. Let's get it straight here. Are you calling me a liar? I just said to you, I don't walk up to strangers. I don't go house to house. I don't advertise.
I have a hard time believing that no matter, you know, whether it's in casual conversation or, you know, even just advanced small talk, that none of your beliefs come through.
I don't have to. I do it here 5 days a week and get paid to do it. I don't have to do it. A good example is I very rarely ever talk to the woman who trains me. When I go to work out at the YMCA, we might make a couple of comments about politics, but I very rarely ever go there and talk politics with her. I don't have to talk politics with her there. I've got a job where I talk politics, and I certainly have never discussed religion with her. No, you're right. I don't do that. And you know what? You can doubt that if you want to, but I'm giving you my word. And the fact that you would say that you know, you're not sure I'm telling you the truth, that in itself is disrespectful.
Okay. I just...
That's disrespectful.
It must be tough to just go around and talk small talk your entire life.
Why is it tough? But it's not
you. Added to society.
Hold on a minute. Where do you get this idea that unless you talk about religion or politics, you're talking about small talk? Where do you get that idea? Do you have earth shattering conversations with every person you meet? Yes or no?
Listen, don't narrow it down to just those two topics. I'm just saying that anything that you believe in comes out in some sort of fashion.
Do you have earth-shattering conversations with people who you barely know?
You know,
is
what,
every
honestly,
conversation you have...
Honestly, I think I add...
Do you proselytize every time you talk to somebody?
I think I add to what... I think I add to people that I talk to.
You're not answering my question. Do you proselytize to everybody you run into?
It depends on what you're talking about. I mean, there are different things...
I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about religion. Do you proselytize to everybody you run into?
Not every single person, no.
Do you ever make small talk?
Absolutely.
So, what's the problem?
Absolutely.
What's the problem?
What I'm saying is that you're saying that you don't talk to anybody about any other anything except for how's the weather.
No, that's not what I said. What I said is I don't walk up to perfect strangers, I don't go door to door, and I don't open up political conversations with people I don't know unless they initiate it. I do not proselytize. Go to the dictionary and look up the word proselytize. What does the word proselytize mean?
My point is that...
Why can't you answer my question? What does the word proselytize mean?
Every time you have a disagreement with somebody, you are pushing your point of view.
You don't want to answer, do you? Why can't you answer?
You're not catching my point. I mean,
you're trying to reframe the debate. Callers do this on a continuous basis. I ask you a direct question. I'd like to get a direct answer from you, and we're not engaging in small talk here. What does the word proselytize mean?
Proselytize means that you go out and you spread the word.
Okay, do you do that with everybody you run into?
In certain instances, yes.
Well, then you know what? You're not a person I'd want to meet on the street, because I'd be insulted by that. I don't think it's any of your business what I believe.
It's
any of your business what I believe.
Again,
personally.
I mean, if I add to anything that you can think about, You talk about getting different points of view and getting a diverse background. I mean, you don't get that by not listening to other points of view.
But you also don't get any kind of a fruitful discussion by showing a lack of disrespect or disregard for other people's points of view. And there are a lot of times, there's a time and a place for everything. And there's a lot of times where it's not the right place to bring that stuff up. Like going door to door or walking up to complete strangers.
Or sending out
emails at a public educational institution. Those are not the places for this.
And you know what? I mean, that further strengthens your resolve against religion or God or whatever you're...
It doesn't strengthen my resolve against God, because I believe in God, and I do believe in religion. The only difference is I don't have to shove it down somebody's throat like you have to. That's exactly what it's doing. When you walk up to a perfect stranger, when you go door to door, when you send out emails such as officials of the Air Force Academy did, talking about Jesus Christ, that's exactly what you're doing. You're showing disrespect for your fellow human beings.
Your belief came from listening to other people, conversing with other
parents.
People. Yeah, I mean, and you know,
not
what?
You.
They proselytize you.
Yeah, but that's what you're supposed to do at home. That's the difference between religion in private and religion in public.
You've gotten nothing from anybody else that you've talked to.
Where did I ever say that? I specifically lined it out to be religion. I specifically said that I do not go door to door, that I do not proselytize, that I do not go up to perfect strangers and try to convert them to Judaism, that I do not engage in that behavior, and that there are many times when I don't discuss religion and politics with people on purpose, and I don't want them to discuss it with me. But you have an overwhelming compulsion that you have to go out and you have to preach to the world, see? And there's a lot of us here who don't want to hear it. Thank you for the call. Good Lord. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Unbelievable. 303-713-7600, 716, 60 minutes after 7 on it.
Have you ever thought that you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? This is Dolph DeRoos, and I have successfully invested and made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again.
We currently own 14 homes. The net worth of that real estate is over $2.5 million.
With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Let me show you how you can get started today.
With less than 20 hours of work, I made $60,000 and have about $500 a month in income.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape that explains how easy it is. 1-800-400-9349. Call 1-800-400-9349 and start making real money. That's 1-800-400-9349.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
James Hardy is America's number one brand of siding. For a free quote, go to jameshardy.com or call 866-4-HARDIE.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. High today, 91. We do have a chance of some thunder showers, about a 20% chance. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Progressive Talk. I was going to say Jay Marvin. Boulder's Antichrist.
Now we're Boulder's Progressive Christ.
But I screwed that up. All right. And this hour's $1,000 name is Kathy Beller. Kathy Beller of Denver. That's spelled B-E-H-L-A-R. Cash, just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't we have that song by this? By the way, you can sign up at am760.net. Turk, don't we have that song by the Sex Pistols? No, I am the Antichrist. What is that? Anarchy UK. Do we have that? Maybe we should hear a little bit of that. Yeah, here you go. This is my new theme song now. Since I don't want any proselytizing in public. Jay Marvin is the Antichrist. He's a talk show host in Boulder, Colorado. He is the Antichrist. And I've had people send me letters and tell me that too, by the way. That I am the Antichrist. All right, let's get back to the phones here. And we go to Evelyn in Englewood. Evelyn, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I am honored to be talking to Boulder's Progressive Christ.
Boulder's Antichrist. really, I used to get letters like that. I would get letters that, you are the Antichrist. I would get these when I worked in Chicago, and I worked, nights at WLS, and it used to get out to like 38 states, Canada, the Caribbean. I would get these scratchy, hand-scrawled letters accusing me of being the media's Antichrist.
Were you honored? Because you wouldn't want these people to approve of you anyway.
Well, I don't know if I was honored by it or horrified by it. Because I think Jesus is really a positive attribute. What is there, 3,000, what is it they always say? There's 3,000 phrases in the Bible having to deal with dealing with the poor.
Yeah, and peace and love. And
yeah, so I think Christ is a positive role model, not a negative one.
Absolutely. I think he was a great teacher. what I got to say is these guys, I used to live in a building in Capitol Hill, and this one guy tried to proselytize to me, and it didn't take, obviously. And so thereafter, whenever he saw me in the hall, he would start speaking in tongues.
Oh, Lord, are you kidding me?
No, loudly. And some people thought it was really funny, that lived in the building, but it really creeped me out till I moved, and then I saw the humor in it, but people speaking in tongues just creeps me out.
I love to listen to these. I used to love to listen to these radio shows with these preachers where they would start speaking in tongues.
It's eerie.
I love that stuff.
You will love this guy. I mean, every time, and he didn't work, and I'm self-employed. I make glass art beads.
Oh, wow.
So I worked at home. Yeah, I use an oxypropane torch and glass rods from Italy.
Oh, that's great.
And I make these art beads. And it's a good thing he didn't know I worked with fire. He would have really been convinced.
He'd have thought you were the devil for sure.
Yeah. I had to sneak this propane up to my apartment.
So is he like making these noises? Because that's what people who speak in tongues do, don't they? They make all those,
guttural stuff. I would peek out in the hallway every time I left the building, and sure enough, no matter how much I looked for him, he'd be there. He'd be in the stairwell, or it's like he was waiting for me or something, and he'd start speaking in tongues loudly.
You know, maybe the reason that Christianity gets so much fun poked at it is because not only of people like that, but people like Jimmy Swaggart and Benny Hinn.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, has anybody ever seen Benny Hinn?
I haven't seen him, but is he the guy that had the headphones that told him who needed healing? And
he has that weird, he used to have this weird hairdo, and he would like...
They all do.
And he would like lay hands on people and heal them.
Or whack them with a cross and heal them.
Or he'd say, so I see out there someone has a back problem. That whole thing.
Yeah, someone has a back problem, and if they send $100, it'll be healed.
Right. I mean, one of those radio preachers.
Yeah, some poor little old lady that doesn't have any money that believes this, sending her $100, and that's just, it's so sad. And the only time their eyes light up is when they're speaking about hell.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
These are sad people. Not all Christians. I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about the...
Yeah, we're only talking about fundamentalists and charismatics here, I think.
Right. I know some... I don't want to sound like some Christians are my best friends or anything, but no, I'm not talking about all of Christianity. I know some good people, and Christianity's done a lot of good.
Yeah, I agree.
But so I don't want to offend any of those, those good people, but wow, their eyes light up when they talk about hell. So it's very negative.
It is. It is weird, isn't it?
Well, what else weirds me out is the thought of pretending to drink blood and eat flesh. That seems very weird to me.
Well, that's just symbolic, though, isn't it?
I know it's symbolic, but I'm Jewish too, and the thought of that, it's a ritual that kind of creeps me out.
See, there's nothing wrong with religion. I think religion's fine as long as you don't just try to jam it down somebody else's throat.
Right, right.
Which is basically what we're talking about here.
Religion is a very personal thing.
And I don't understand. I don't understand this overwhelming compassion. Like, I know you're going to hell, and I have to save you from hell.
Well, you can't hand somebody a little box and say, if you take this little box, you're not going to hell. Because it's very individual. Spirituality is a very individual thing.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
It's not a little thing that can be wrapped up in a box that's going to save you from hell.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn. Appreciate the call.
Sure. Thank you. Bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. And we're talking here about proselytizing. And that if you don't want to be proselytized to, it's like, well, you're discriminating against Christians. I don't get that. Jim and Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Jim, you there? Three?
Yeah, you there?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you. Good morning and for taking my call. I really don't get into religion with people unless they want to come on to me with it. If they do, they're in for a big surprise. So you worked at the world's largest store.
Yeah, I sure did.
Not the largest store anymore.
No.
No. I just kind of caught that in passing and wrote that down. I grew up around Chicago, too.
Yeah, I did work there. But you're right, I'm like you. If somebody starts to talk to me about religion... But you know what? Usually when people start to talk to me about religion, if it's outside the confines of doing a radio show, generally I'll tell them I just don't want to discuss it.
Well, that's very admirable for you to be able to, you know, do that kindly. When people walk up my driveway and they want to know if I found Jesus, I always ask them, was he lost?
Oh, you're talking about people who go door to door.
Well, yeah. Let's get back to the subject about this representative that is any state, any voted representative for our federal government that wants to come up and talk about what was the comment he made, something about
that this was that it was a holy war against that this is just another in a long line of a long war against Christianity waged by the usual suspects of Democrats.
Okay. And you're probably familiar with a book that was put out in 03 called The Age of Sacred Terror.
No.
By Daniel Benjamin and Stephen Simon. No, it's a great book. I wish I had some time. You could give me some time to read you a couple passages out of it. But what it is, I look at it like one of your callers yesterday morning on our beautiful ride back from Grand Lake. Was talking about there is this big fear amongst the fundamentalist religious people that Muslim will take over. The Islamic religion is the fastest growing religion in the world.
Yeah, it is.
And that's one of their fears. It's not just the oil that we're going over there to control that area for. It's the crusade that we're also on. And The Clash of Civilization, another fabulous book that brings together the hemispheres and what's going on. Is also probably something that most people should read if you have any desire to. These are highly credible authors that document their books with footnotes, resources, everything, which I don't ever get if I go into the bookstore and look for a wrong-wing book. I don't see any footnotes in those things. But when you talk about the religious war that's going on within this country, it's a war that's being created by those wrong-wing people down in Colorado Springs that want to be hold their sheet out and say, please cry on my sheet here because, you see, now I'm the one being persecuted.
They're always claiming they're being persecuted.
Well, that's part of the whole historical faction of the conflict between the Muslims and the Christians, that one side or the other has always been the side that has taken either over the land, over governments, and now is the out party or the persecuted party. And so that's the same tactic these people are using. We were the out party. We were the ones that were not so overtly out there before, but now we are going to be out there. And now that we are, now, oh, look, we're being persecuted for going out there and trying to expound upon our political beliefs, which, of course, they've always done. And most intelligent people have turned their back on these kind of people, but not today. Today there's so much fear that is being propagated by the administration that people are turning to these radical religious places to try to find some solace.
All right, Jim. Thanks. Great call, man.
Thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. 331, 29 minutes in front of 8. AM 760, Boulders. Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Bailey, and then we'll take more of your calls.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing our first accident. So if you're headed to DIA, we have a rollover northbound on Pena Boulevard just north of 56th Avenue. Now, to get around that, you can take E-470. That way, you won't miss your flight. Eastbound I-70 stacks up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound I-25 bunches up from 104 to the Turnpike. And we're slow from Alameda down to Broadway. And then again on your way into the Tech Center. And in Aurora, Stop on 225 stacks out from Colfax to 6th Avenue and again at Parker Road. Around town, the Diagonal and Highway 93 are crowded and Denver-bound on the Turnpike, a little slow from Federal to I-25. And take a look at the forecast. Another sunny day with highs in the 90s right now at 75 degrees. Don't let weak, underactive thyroid function sabotage your next diet. Thyrin ATC provides safe and effective weight loss.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
300. Uncle Andrew wants you. Join Andrew Romanoff and Mike Miles in welcoming Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to Castle Rock on June 25th.
Beachcomber hot tub dealer. Stop in and let them show you why they feel Beachcomber hot tubs are one of the best hot tubs on the market. The quality, comfort, and guarantee is second to none. Beachcomber hot tubs are Canadian-built to withstand our cold climates with four walls of insulation to create one of the most effective, efficient tubs out there. Ask about their limited edition tubs that can save over $1,100 in most popular options. From the exterior maintenance, free enviro skirting, to the Whisper Quiet Hush Pump for 100% filtration. Owning and maintaining a Beachcomber hot tub is as easy as it gets. The hydrotherapy jets give you pressure and motion to relieve stress and make those aches and pains simply melt away. Visit family-owned and operated Heatwave Stove and Spa at 2840 28th Street. That's 2840 28th Street in Boulder. And see how easy it is to become a Beachcomber hot tub owner. Call them at 303-442-7980. That's 303-442-7980. And when you drop by,
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buying education class on Saturday, June 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They will teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class, 303-759-8484, for this exciting class that covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you are ready to buy now or are just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk presents Ted Schultz.
Why are the Dems in the House and the Senate even there the way things are running right now? I mean, if they try to do anything, if they stand up to do anything, they are vilified and called a bunch of obstructionists. And if you look at the report card of this Congress, okay, so what are the priorities of the American people? Tort reform, bankruptcy bill, and drilling in Anwar. That's how much these righties have gotten done.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ah, yes, apropos music for the debate this morning. Six, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, high today, 91, 20% chance of showers. A holy war in D.C. is what Rocky Mountain News is calling it. One GOP lawmaker calls the Dems anti-Christian during a debate about the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. 303-713-7600 is my prayer hotline, and let's go to Robert in Highlands Ranch. Robert, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Robert, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thanks. Great show and really great conversation this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to share a story with you, Jay. About 15 years ago, I was in the restaurant business, and I worked really late nights. I'd get home about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So I tended to sleep till sometimes 11 or 12 o'clock the next day. And one morning, I was asleep, and I hear this knocking at my door, and I open the door, you know, my hair is going everywhere, and got sleep in the eyes, and there's a lady, an elderly lady, and two kids there, and I believe they were Jehovah's Witnesses, because they had that, the Watchtower?
Selling the Watchtower.
Yeah, the Watchtower. So, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Young man, don't you realize that it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and you're still in bed?" And I looked at her and I said, "Lady, I work nights," and I slammed the door in her face. But you know, that was just typical of people like that, is they you know, not only did she have the nerve to proselytize to me at my own doorstep, but then judge me at the same time. I was furious with that.
Well, you know, I've had them come to the door on me too. I don't ever slam the door, but I just kind of tell them, "No, thank you." But
yeah.
I can understand why you would slam the door, particularly if you were trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I just wanted to call and share a story with you. I think you're doing a great job, Jay. Keep it up, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Be safe out there.
Will do.
And can somebody explain to me what the deal is about going door to door too? I don't understand that at all. Turk, you ever had those people come to your house?
Yeah, we get them all the time down in Highlands Ranches. There's about 100,000 churches down there.
What is going door to door? Like, how can you go like knock on some stranger's door and try to engage in a conversation about religion with them?
But see, I have this mirror strategically placed in my den, Jay, so I can see outside and who's at my door. So if it's somebody coming over, you know, trying to hand out pamphlets or whatnot, I can avoid them.
So what are you saying? You just don't go to the door?
I just don't go to the door if I see them. Yeah.
See, my dogs always bark, so I have to go to the door. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Will in Erie. Will, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Will.
You don't actually have to answer the door if the dogs are barking. Just let them do their thing anyway.
I always feel bad if I don't go to the door.
Don't worry about it. They'll live, trust me. Friend of mine used to friend of mine at the last store that I worked at was a very good quoter, for lack of a better phrase. One of his big ones was, "Arguing over religion is like fighting over who has the better imaginary friend." And that's kind of, that one has always kind of struck me really well. But, you know, it always kind of amazes me how these people declared war on us, what, 30 years ago? And now,
yeah, the neocons did, yeah, exactly.
And now all of a sudden we actually, you know, we're actually calling them on it and saying, "No, excuse me, this is un-American." And now all of a sudden it's, "You're un-Christian.
And you're persecuting us."
Yeah. But, you know, but then at the same time, they want to sit there and get upset about Howard Dean calling them a party of white Christians.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I mean, come on now. You can't have it both ways. Either you are a party of white Christians, and that's why you're upset, or you're an inclusive party, and you're upset because you're only talking about a few of them. But what they're doing is they're complaining about actually being called on being un-American. And once again, instead of actually just saying, "Okay, this is my position, this is what I believe in," they sit there and attack the messenger. And, you know, it's in my opinion, it's just proof that they don't actually believe anything, because they won't, you know, if someone actually believes in something, they will discuss it with you, they'll argue it with you, they will try and get their point across to the death. But these people won't do that. They will not stand up for a single actual position. They will just attack you when you come back at them with some discussion.
Well, they're just... You know, as a caller earlier this morning said, it's really true. Neutrality to religion to them is persecution.
And I've never understood that.
I don't get it either.
You know, I mean, how can you call yourself an American and sit there and say, "Well, you only have to believe in what I believe in,"
or that this is a Christian nation?
Yeah, I mean, how un-American can you be? You know, we were founded on freedom from religion more than anything else.
You know, man, I wish I had the answers to these questions. I don't.
Hey, these people are crazy.
You know, just because you don't want to be religious, because you don't want to, but it isn't a matter of not wanting to be religious. That maybe your belief is different than theirs.
Exactly.
It's like you're somehow persecuting them.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, it really shows to me that their actual, the firmness of their belief is non-existent. Because if you actually believe in something, you don't have to sit there and force everyone else to believe it.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, that's not an actual belief. A belief is what you believe, you know, purely because, you know, just on faith, you know, that's what it's about. It doesn't, no belief demands that you go out and force everyone else to believe it. That's not a belief. That's a club.
Yep, I agree 100%. Well, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
Okay, 7:42, 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, so is the Democratic Party the party of anti-Christians? And what Will brought up, I think it was Will who brought it up, about Howard Dean calling the Republicans the party of white Christians. Well, are they or aren't they? And are the Democrats the party of anti-Christians? I don't feel anti-Christian. I'm not a Christian, but I don't feel anti-Christian. 7:42, 18 minutes in front of...
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Workshops and guest speakers, including Andrew Romanoff and Mike Miles. Learn how you can be a more empowered citizen in today's ever-changing political landscape. Seats are...
I'm telling you, he educated me about the health benefits you receive when you use a properly designed chair or bed, such as reducing the stress on your spine and improving circulation. And I love this chair from Grateful Back. If you spend much time sitting during the day, you owe it to yourself to check out the beautiful, high-quality, and back-friendly office chairs at Grateful Back. Being a store dedicated to improving the quality of life through spinal wellness, Grateful Back is so much more than just office chairs. They have massage chairs, all types and prices, and zero-gravity chairs that decompress your spine while you're sitting and put you in the most comfortable position you've ever been in. You definitely owe it to yourself to get to Grateful Back and check out these chairs. Grateful Back has the largest selection of pressure-relieving mattresses in the state. They carry Tempur-Pedic mattresses as well as Inomax mattresses and beds. And we all know how important sleep is. As a matter of fact, there's an article about sleep on the front page today of the Denver Post. You should check it out and read it. And it'll show you how important getting a good night's sleep is. And at Grateful Back, you can check the best manufacturers in the business right in one store. Grateful Back is located off Highway 36 east of the Flatirons Mall next to Nordstrom's Rack. Stop by, say hello to Rick, and ask him why he got into the business of opening this store. It's kind of an amazing story. Grateful Back. Check them out on the web at www.gratefulback.com or call them at 303-404.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process.
Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Or visit them online at yourhsaexpert.com. That's 1-866-472-3973.
Nothing is more all-American than freedom. Join AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the ACLU Monday, July 4th, for the 4th annual 4th of July Liberty Run and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. Enjoy activities
from among the religious right. Marilyn Manson drives them crazy. Do we have Marilyn Manson's version of Own Personal Jesus? Here we go.
See, that drives me crazy right there. I got to take this down, Jay.
You don't like Marilyn Manson, Turk?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
Okay, do we have Depeche Mode's version? You want to look and see? Oh, here we go. You like this version better?
I like the Johnny Cash version the best.
This version. Personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Get down. Own personal Jesus. All right, let's get back on the phones here. 303-713-7600. Are the Democrats the Antichrist Party? Party that is anti-Christian. Am I anti-Christian? I'm not anti-Christian. I'm really not. And Christ had a lot of beautiful, great things to say. But like anybody else's words, they get twisted. Let's go to Bill in Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. As always, this kind of conversation just gets my blood going, so I have to call you.
It's okay.
Because, you know, living so close to the, you know, the center of Antichristdom.
Yeah, really.
You know, really, really gets me.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should play that song, Your Own Personal Jesus, every break all morning long for the rest of the morning.
Well, I don't know if these people actually listen to your station. I mean, they have a tendency to shut off anything that isn't exactly what they want to hear. But the reason I'm calling is I have a very specific incident that happened to me many years ago when I was a student. There was a guy by the name of Marjo Gortner who...
Oh, I remember him!
Yeah, this guy was known as, I think he was the child preacher. He was
yes.
some kind of phenom. And back in the 70s, he came forward and produced a movie called Marjo, where he had given up preaching. He was very, very good, very successful, one of the best, supposedly, in the Deep South. And he came forward and made this movie, and he came to my school, and he put the movie on, then he took questions afterwards. And what that movie did for me was it showed me very, very clearly that what we're talking logical things here, and maybe this is a discussion killer about what I'm about to say here, but these people don't work in logic. They really don't. It's all emotion.
Well, faith is something that you believe in that's unseen.
Yeah, so for the Republicans to claim that the Democrats are the party of the Antichrist, I mean, all this crap, this is all just noise for these people. Because as Marjo showed, there are keys that you use to unlock and get into a special zone in the human mind that you can then control these people with. And he did it very, very well. And I'll tell you, it's been so long ago since I've seen the movie, but I do remember just my jaw dropping at how this guy was on cue being able to make people, you know, believe they were healed. I mean, he was a healer kind of guy.
Right.
And it followed.
He later went into acting, I believe.
Yeah, right. He became an actor. Well, that was his claim. He goes, well, you know, that's all I ever really was an actor. And my own position is that's all these people really are. They're actors with a need for power. I was the guy that called up a while back and said, you posed a question once before on your show, and you said, you know, what makes these people tick? You know, why do they do this stuff? Why do they proselytize? You know, what's driving? What's the engine here? And I said, money. Well, I changed my mind. It's not money, because it happens all over the world.
Is it power?
It's power. It's just simple power. The people that control other people through this mechanism are simply into power, because you can see that you can see it right now in the fundamentalist Islamics. And of course, how I used to think maybe it was a certain kind of American that came out of the Deep South or whatever that fell for this garbage. But now you find out that some of the biggest evangelical areas in the world are South America and South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Third world countries are ripe for this kind of stuff, both for Islamic fundamentalists and also Christian fundamentalists.
So they're not living in the American mentality. You know, they don't have to, you know, draw back on, quote, the founding fathers and all this other BS that these people use. They find some other hook to get them. But the key is there's a mechanism. You know, one other point I wanted to make before we move on is I also took a class once who it was an English class, and this guy, this professor, was also a hypnotist. And the very first day of the class, he asked for volunteers to come up in front of the room. And he got 10 volunteers. Then he asked the 10 volunteers, how many of you believe you can be hypnotized? And this is a college class now, you know, regular university. 8 of the 10 people said, no way, can't hypnotize me. By the time that guy was done, there were only 2 people that weren't hypnotized.
Hmm.
That's my point.
Yeah, well, you know what? Those people are very charismatic. But what gets me is, where do they come up with this whole persecution complex?
It's another
like they're being persecuted.
It's just another. I mean, if you took their book of, you know, acceptable responses to any criticism, that's like number 2. You know, they got a whole list of how they deal with all this stuff, and it's all designed to deflect criticism from them because they don't want to give up any of that power. So they're not going to argue with us logically. They're not going to say, yeah, you got a point, Jay. We should have never said that. You know, the Democrats are the party of the Antichrist or whatever. No, you're right. No, they'll never say that, because that's not the level they operate at. And until we realize this, until we realize that we have to get around them, we have to get around this logic and find other ways of making our points and getting, you know, fighting this, we're never going to win. But I do enjoy hearing the talk, and I do like listening to how people react to all this stuff. But I still think behind it all, you know, it's like the hypnotist.
It's a quest for power and control.
Power and control. They go through the back door. They come in from another angle, and they get these people. And once, you know, once they put a thought in their mind like, don't listen to anything anybody ever says that criticizes what you believe, or don't believe anything anybody says, you're working at a different level now. You're at a subliminal level that can't be fought or is difficult to fight.
Yeah, I hear you, Bill. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Great call.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Now I got that song on my mind. Your own personal Jesus. I have that on my mind. Can we play that again? Like play it for the rest of the morning?
Reach out of space.
Yeah. Put your hand on the radio. Stick around. Later after 8 o'clock, I might talk in tongues. Oh, man.
Someone to be your friend. Someone who cares.
See, doesn't that stick in your head, Turk?
Yeah, it's one of those catchy tunes. I'll probably have it in my head for the rest of the day. Thanks a lot, Jay.
You're more than welcome. I'm engaging in mass hypnosis. I'm hypnotizing the audience with this song. And the next thing I'll be doing is giving you an address to send me money. All right, we'll continue with this. Another hour to go, and then open phones at 9 o'clock. So if you're hanging on the phones, Preston, Colorado Springs, Michael and Highlands Ranch, Jeff and Golden, hang on. We'll get to your calls coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Charges. Actual prices set by retailer. Cashback from Kia Motors America. Must take delivery from retail stock by 7505. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty details. Go to Kia.com.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Jurors in the murder trial of former member of the Ku Klux Klan and Minister Edgar Ray Killens are back in court today to determine his guilt or innocence in the murders of three civil rights workers in the summer of 1964. The panel began deliberating his fate late last week and is reported deadlocked following the first full day of deliberations yesterday. Killens is now 80 years of age and is in poor health. If convicted, he would serve the rest of his life in jail. He's the only suspect in the multifaceted 41-year-old case to face a murder charge. Experts say health care costs for privately insured Americans stabilized some last year, but still rose faster than the pace of inflation. A report by the Center for Studying Health System Change found medical spending rose 8.2% last year. That's down slightly from the year before, but was more than double the inflation rate. Center's director expects costs to rise by roughly another 8% this year and says the increase could lead to more people going without insurance. The group tracked 5 categories of spending. Only one of the 5, the growth rate for prescription drug spending, fell significantly. Study relied on privately compiled and government figures. More than 26 years after an air meltdown at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, the Senate is considering an energy bill that includes financial incentives for construction of nuclear power plants. It's the latest sign of the industry's quiet rehabilitation. Senator Pete Domenici, a Republican of New Mexico, who is the chief architect of the bill being debated, has long been an advocate of nuclear energy, and President Bush will repeat his call for boosting nuclear power when he visits the Calvert Cliffs plant in Maryland this week. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid of Nevada said that although he has been totally opposed to nuclear power in the past, he's now willing to give it a second look. You're going to see a move towards nuclear power, he predicted. If it's done right, it will protect the environment. Iraq's justice minister yesterday said that the U.S. is trying to delay interrogations of Saddam Hussein. Justice Minister Abdel Hussein Shendal in Brussels accused the U.S. of withholding information about the ousted Iraqi leader. Shendal told an interview with the Associated Press that he thinks the U.S. has secrets on Saddam that would prefer to be kept under wraps. American officials have privately urged caution about rushing into a trial, saying the Iraqis need to develop a solid judicial system. And President Bush and Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf today talked about the war on terrorism and efforts to address problems at the United Nations. The telephone conversation lasted about 15 minutes, also covered the troubled relations between India and Pakistan. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne.
News brought to you by Thyrin ATC. Don't let weak, underactive thyroid function sabotage your next diet. Thyrin ATC. Safe, effective weight loss with the thyroid support you need. Thyrin ATC. It works.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we started out with slow ride. Now we have a bunch of problems. If you're headed to DIA, we have a rollover northbound northbound on Pena Boulevard just north of 56th Avenue. Now, Flight for Life just left the scene. You can take E-470 to get around that. That way you won't miss your flight. Now, in Aurora, northbound 225 bunches up approaching Parker Road because of a wreck on the right shoulder before Iliff. Eastbound 6th Avenue slows coming in from Lakewood. We're heavy between Kipling and Wadsworth. And southbound I-25, busy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, around town, still on accident-free, the diagonal on Highway 93 are crowded, and we're busy Denver-bound on the turnpike. It's sluggish from Federal over to Pecos. Taking a look at the forecast, sunny skies today, highs in the 90s. Right now, it's 75 degrees. Steamboat in the summertime, a real western adventure, just 3 hours and three turns away from Denver. For lodging packages and information, visit their website at steamboatsummer.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Rescue the environment and save yourself from high gas prices. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Denver Regional Council of Government for Bike to Work Day 2005. Wednesday, June 22nd, between 6 and 8 a.m. at East Park.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork, and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers.
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Rechecking. Get my spending report. Call click or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and a member of FDIC.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. No, good morning. It's 8:06. 6 minutes after 8. High today, 91 degrees, sunshiny and warm here in Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. We're talking about this article this morning that appeared in the Rocky Mountain News. An Indiana congressman accused Democrats of waging a war on Christianity on Monday as a debate over religious tolerance at the U.S. Air Force Academy erupted in shouts and finger-pointing. I'm quoting here from the Rocky. Work in the House of Representatives ground to a halt for 30 tense minutes after Representative John Hostetler, a Republican based in Indiana, blasted Democrats for trying to amend a $409 billion defense spending bill with language condemning coercive and abusive proselytizing at the Academy of Colorado Springs campus. Academy officials have acknowledged dozens of complaints about incidents of religious intolerance in recent years, prompting investigations by the military and outside groups, and some of the results are going to be released later this week. Hostetler said the legislation condemning the situation was part of a long war on Christianity being waged by the usual suspects, Democrats. Like a moth to a flame, Democrats can't help themselves when it comes to denigrating and demonizing Christians. Well, you think that's true? And Representative David Obie, who had sponsored the amendment, demanded that Hostetler's words be taken down. That's a rare parliamentary sanction for breach of decorum. Had it been approved by the House vote, it would have taken away Hostetler's right to speak for the rest of the day. Joel Heffley, Republican from Colorado Springs, who was hovering nearby trying to calm the situation, Heffley said that he sided with Hostetler during the debate, and that he didn't think Congress should scrub religion or faith from all aspects of public life. But he said Hostetler's hot words about the Democrats were unnecessary. Well, you know, why do we have to have religion or faith in all aspects of public life? And because you might object to that, then suddenly you're like persecuting Christians? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Preston in Colorado Springs. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Great subject, great subject.
Thanks.
I live in the Springs, which is very quickly gaining its own, how do you say it, its own...
infamous title?
Yeah, that's incredible. I also am a very strong Democrat, and I was, before Bush was elected, I was a Republican, and we won't go into that since it's a different subject.
Right.
But I also am the owner of one of the largest ministries in the world. And
what, you own one of the largest ministries?
Yes. It's all online, and it's about prayer. And I don't understand how something so personal as religion and quote unquote my faith has to do with politics.
Well, because the religious right has infused the two together. because they do not recognize nor do they want to adhere to a separation of church and state.
Right, but where is it accomplishing anything? I mean, I listened to the Patriot hearing, and I've never seen people so mad as these Republicans. They were livingly mad at just a meeting to discuss our civil rights. And I don't, is that where this is going? We're going to be, have such a great divide using religion to separate our feelings of politics?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's totally wrong. My religion and your religion is yours. It's our personal faith. And where this ever came in to play, and whoever brought it into play, did this wrong. I can totally understand why they used this during the election to win the Christian faith over to the Republican side, but they did it using false pretenses. And I just don't think it's fair. I mean, my religion, and I don't push my faith on anybody.
I don't know why you'd want to.
That's not right. Your religion is your personal faith. It has nothing to do with, you know, of course you have preachers in the world and they have their own ideals, but my pastor doesn't create my faith. That's my personal level of enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't understand at all. Preston, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Jeff in Golden. Jeff, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, this subject just gets me going every time I hear you talking about it. And as far as the persecution point, I don't know what that is. I've had to deal with that growing up in Louisiana and people hating people and, you know, being threatened by different kinds of people. And I'm not sure what that is or what the church is actually instilling them to feel so threatened or vulnerable to everyone else. But as far as Democrats being the party of anti-Christian, I think it's more a party of all religions, even though it's not necessarily related to religion at all. And I'd like that message to get out a little bit more. I know a lot of good Democrats and liberals who are completely turned off from religion, but they don't care what, you know, somebody does or if a Christian wants to be a Christian. But whenever they start trying to tell you how to be or what to do or, you know, things like that, then it just turns everybody off. And personally, me and my family, we're Unitarians, and because we're spiritually and religiously, you know, oriented and like that kind of thing, and want to bring our kids up with a spiritual base. But you know, we discuss all religions and all mythologies, and you know, approach Christianity with the same positiveness with our kids. And you know, what I always say is, don't judge Christ by Christians. Because something has just gone wrong. And there are lots of good messages. And I think, I have hope that there's some way to convey that to, you know, the right wing or, you know, maybe Christians who are Republicans who don't necessarily get caught up in all the fundamental movements.
It's weird. The majority of America is Christian.
That's right.
So how can the majority be persecuted?
Well, they're not, I don't think. I work with people with disabilities. I have a mom who's just a mom of one of the clients I work with who is just a pure spirit, and she's a Christian, and, you know, she's doing what she thinks is right by, you know, bringing foster kids. She's an older person now. But, you know, she's adopted several kids who had no homes, no parents, no support, no grandparents, et cetera, and she's just doing what is good for, you know, the community. And that's it. And I think there's a lot of folks like that. And I think a lot of people associate themselves with being Christian, but they're so turned off from the church. And our minister at our Unitarian Church preached on Christianity once, and he made a point to say that Jesus didn't die for us. He lived for us. And I think that should be the focus on all religions, because all spiritual leaders, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Muhammad, Christ, they all taught the same thing. It was basically just, you know, treat others with respect and, you know, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Well, it certainly has gotten twisted around, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it has. It's pretty disgusting. I you know, it's kind of a hobby of mine. But, yeah, it's really sad, and I really would like to see it change, because I don't think everybody is so mean and evil. I think there's just a few people who are just, you know, out there, and I can't believe people follow them necessarily. You know, that they just don't know that there's an alternative of, you know, simple love and simple, you know, forgiveness and respect. That's all you got to do, and, you know, you might have a little more appreciation for other religions in the process.
All right, man. Thanks. Great call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, have a good morning.
You too.
8:15, 15 minutes after, 8-303-713-7600. And please explain to me this need on the part of some Christians to proselytize, that they have to proselytize. Where's that coming from? All right, we'll continue here.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners, and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Or HARDIE. How would you like to lose weight and be compensated for it? The Human Integrative Research Lab at CU
near Pets Food. Well, you know what? Here is a way to find out exactly what ingredients are in your pet's foods and what the role those ingredients play. Purina1.com features an ingredient tool that lets you look up the ingredients in Purina One formulas so you can better understand the role they play in your dog's diet. Log on to Purina1.com and click the ingredient tool. It's right there on the homepage. The ingredient tool on Purina1.com is easy to use, and it's a convenient way to find out once and for all what's in your dog's food and why it's there. Real meat, fish, or poultry is the first ingredient in all Purina One dog formulas. So click on beef, for example, and you'll see the beef is a source of essential amino acids. It promotes strong muscles, supports the immune system, and the list of health benefits goes on. Or click on oatmeal, which you'll find in several of the Purina One puppy and adult formulas. And you'll see that it's a carbohydrate source that provides energy, but it also enhances digestibility. Did you know that Purina One dog foods also provide B-complex vitamins, which are necessary for energy and metabolism? It helps promote healthy skin and coat, too. Egg does that. An egg is also in there. Another among all of the benefits. Other ingredients include lamb, turkey, niacin, and a whole range of other vitamins and minerals. And the list continues. So you might find that your dog is eating better than you are. So log on and see for yourself that there are 9 Purina One formulas in all. So there's one that's just right for your dog. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale, celebrating their newest store opening soon at Flatirons Mall. The sale starts now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their designer teak wood patio furniture, plus huge savings on their cast and wicker furniture from Casual Classics, and slim varieties from Homecrest and Tropitone. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Make every day a special day for Dad all summer long with quality outdoor furniture from Christie Sports, with complete dining sets as low as $3.99. Christie Sports Patio with the lowest prices guaranteed. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com.
Spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 449-9551. It's Freehoff's.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8. High today, 91, about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Right now, clear blue skies and warm weather out there here in Boulder. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. A holy war in D.C. is what the Rocky Mountain News was saying this morning. GOP lawmaker calls the Dems anti-Christian during a debate about the Air Force Academy. 303-713-7600. Now let's get back on the phones. We go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay.
Hi, George.
I have a couple of more examples of what they're trying to pull down at the Air Force Academy. But before I say this, before I talk about that, I pulled off some a couple of weeks ago that you might find really interesting. I went to see one of my suppliers, and they were listening to some conservative guy on the radio, some radio show. I won't bother to say which one it is. And I told him, I said, you don't want to listen to that moron. Let me fix your radio for you. I changed it over to 760, and they've been listening to it ever since.
Oh, good for you, man. Thank you.
But anyway, getting back to your subject, if you go, one of my customers, by the way, is the Peace Corps, so I know them pretty well down there. And you go down there, and you go through all their training and everything, and you're getting ready to go on some mission to go out in the world, Zambia someplace. Last thing they give you is a Bible. Isn't that nice of them?
Yeah, well, if it's for free, why not?
Yeah, well, they did tell me. They said, well, we got this shelf down here, so they're not really forced to take it, but we do have to hand it to them. That's number one. Number two, down at the Grand Canyon, and I'm getting this from my daughter, but she's a pretty smart kid. Her facts are usually pretty accurate. She said that now the government, they got these folders down there that they give out saying, well, this place might not really be, 4 or 5 billion years or a million years old or 10, it might only be 6,600 years old because nobody really knows. They got to throw in the creationism stuff.
Oh, see, now that's wrong. On public property, that's wrong.
I can't stand that stuff. personally.
Why are they handing that out on public property?
According to my kid, it's printed by the, it says on their GPO, that stands for Government Printing Office. And
well,
so,
that's just another example of the neocons.
I'll tell you what. By the way, though, and God knows I'm kind of anti-Christian, but I'm going to kind of throw them a little bone here. Most of the Christians, like the person he was talking to from the Unitarian Church, they're like normal people. The ones that are really the crazies are George Bush and his little band of, I'll use a term that they might throw around sometimes, Nazis. They're like little Nazi Christians. They want to push their small band of them. They want to make everyone believe exactly like they do, and God knows that's why I personally despise them.
All right, pal, thank you. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. Man, what are they doing handing that stuff out? And that's the other battle that's going on across this country is a battle about intelligent design, creationism versus absolute science and Darwinism. And the religious right is having some success with this in places like Kansas. Let's go to Jake in Cheyenne. Jake, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, I just wanted to say, several years ago, it's been probably more like 10 years ago, I watched a program where they had the faces all blocked out and everything, and this was a religious group of politicians that they said that what they would do would say any message they needed to say to get elected at the time, to get their movement started, and that they could not support any candidate that never would endorse any of the things that they said. And then you can progressively see how this has come about now with the senator or the congressman from Indiana. Is if you watch their Christian broadcasting channel on TV, which if you channel surf all the time, you get more bits and pieces than anything. But they run a special all the time is Faith Under Fire. And that's their program. And I think that's where that Hostetler gets it from. And they keep saying that. And that keeps their base of the Christian right united. Firm believers in that, and it actually brings in a few other ones to go along with that.
How can it be faith under fire, though? How can they be under fire if they're the majority of the country?
Well, that's what, but see, it plays, and that's all they're looking for is to keep, just like one other caller said, you can't logic with them because they're telling them what they want to hear, is that we, by even talking about it, are trying to destroy them. Because I seen one of their things one time on it, because I can't take watching too much of it, is that they are adamant about Hollywood because Hollywood goes and mocks the Judeo-Christian. They don't mock the Buddhists. They don't mock the Muslims or any of that. It's always either a rabbi or a priest or a preacher that the jokes are told about, and the evangelicals and all this, and they take that personal, and they use that to unite their own base and to keep them fired up that the Democrats are them, and so they are the other side. It's no middle here. It's either you or us. And the other part of this, if I can say this, is that with Bush and them, you know, when Bush got elected, he said he was going to be the uniter. And the other part of it is, to me, is the Republicans do best when there is turmoil in the country because nobody can unite against them. They keep everything stirred up so that nobody can unite against them because
well, that's a scary thought.
They keep their party in the same position, though, is that I've said this before, is the Republican Party is built like a pyramid, and I still believe that big business and big money is still what powers their party. They'll throw tidbits to the religious right, because if you count them on your fingers, you look right now what big business and big money has got since Bush has been in office, and you look what the religious has. It's probably more like 10 to 1. But
well, the religious right is in control of the Republican Party.
It's in control of it to a certain point, but the big money is still getting what they want first.
Right, it's the merging of the prayer warriors and the corporate warriors.
Right, and they will throw tidbits down to them because they don't care about, you know, big money doesn't care about Roe v. Wade, and they don't care about prayer in school and other things like that. They really don't care. The whole thing is we can't take our eye off the ball. It's not power. It's money, because money is power. And that is what they're after.
All right,
and
my
you
man.
Look at that from Social Security on down.
And appreciate the call.
More money. Thank you, Jay.
Sure, you bet.
Bye.
And they do. They're very good at merging the prayer warrior and the corporate warrior. Brian in Loveland. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
You were talking this morning about, you know, why do the fundamentalists always believe they're being persecuted or always jump on that level of we're being persecuted.
Yeah, they're always saying they're being persecuted.
And, you know, a lot of that, I think, comes from what they've been, you know, taught and what's been kind of twisted to them all their lives. Because, you know, if you look at some of the teachings in the New Testament, if you look at the Beatitudes, which is the opening of the Sermon on the Mount that Christ offered, and I'm sure I'll be, you know, maybe blasted for misquoting. I'm driving down I-25 right now. I don't have a Bible on me or anything. But one of the things that he lists in there is, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for their reward shall be in heaven. If you look at the writings of Paul to the Corinthians and, you know, to Timothy, he's saying over and over again that, you know, those who are truly holy will be persecuted for their faith. And a lot of people are, you know, they're looking for persecution to make them more holy or to make them, you know, more whatever. So whether it's the Democrats or whether it's, you know, whoever's out there, they're going to point and say, I'm being persecuted. Look at how great a Christian I am, or look at how, you know, holy a person I am because I've dealt with this for my faith.
Wow. Yeah, that's a mind blower.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, built in looking for their own persecution.
So their faith is not true unless they're persecuted.
Yeah, yeah. For some people, it's a validation of their faith.
Man.
Scary world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a scary world. It's a weird world. All right, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, freeze up a line at 303-713-7600. Last 30 minutes to get in on this. And then we'll get open phones after 9 o'clock. We're also going to check in with MediaMatters.org. Paul Waldman from MediaMatters.org. We'll talk to him about the new book that trashes Hillary Clinton and George Bush's sagging poll numbers. Plus, now 60% of the people in the new CNN Gallup poll are disgusted with the war. So we'll talk about all those things coming up. 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing...
And one problem around the Boulder area, it's a record.
You're skeptical.